Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad to have you guys with us this week. Lots of stuff to talk about. There's not going to be a minute we are going to waste today. Ava, there's a lot of stuff going on.
And it's just us today, too.
It is. It's just us. We're going to talk a little bit about some odd things going on at Isle Royale State Park and something you should be considering when you go to the Canadian border this year, including AIS, something we talk about a lot. So those stories and more, you're going to want to stick around. Stay seated, grab onto that steering wheel, and hang tight.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you as well. We're missing Donald this week.
It's always good to be seen. I hope everything's going well with him.
He should be. Should be.
I hope so.
Me too.
Yeah.
We miss him.
Yeah.
We always do.
Exactly right.
But we have noticed that we get through the show pretty darn quick without him here.
It does seem that way. Of course, the listeners at home don't know any different.
No.
It's just that when he sits here, that's the interruptions off air happen.
He has a lot of questions and a lot of things to talk about, which is fine.
Exactly. And of course, we're hoping he listens to this so we can give him grief about it later.
Well,
it's always good.
That just shows we like him.
So I was laughing to myself this week. Came out of the weekend from last week, rolling into this week. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get some stuff done. I better... You know, I'm going to cut the lawn. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go. I've got Wednesday league fishing. And then I looked at the forecast and I thought, you got to be kidding me.
Another wet
one. It's like 7 days, 8 days in a row, we're getting rain. We're on what? Day three, I think. This will be coming up
day three
of the rain. And it's supposed to rain all into next week.
Yeah, but it was kind of weird, the end part of the work week, though, because it said it was going to rain like all day, and then we waited all day for it to rain. It looked like it was going to rain, but it never really did. You know what I mean? And the smoke doesn't help either.
No.
To darken things up a bit. But
so this week, I'm not going to go to the boat out at Port Washington.
What?
Nope.
That's crazy.
No, well,
what are you going to do instead?
I've got yard work to work on.
In the rain?
I have a raincoat. I need to work on my little boat. That will be in the rain as well.
All right.
I got to put a new bilge pump in it because I want to be able to go out and do a little venturing around. But, you know, speaking about the boat out there, I just put in a security camera. And it's not a regular security camera. I shouldn't say. It is a regular security camera, but it allows me to pan. So I've installed it so you can turn and see all directions.
Does
up,
it do
down.
360 and everything?
I can do whatever, wherever. I can control the camera from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I can turn it and drive it up and down. And at night, so if somebody goes on the boat, the motion detector goes on, the light goes on. Now, some people, we talked about earlier, the Ring telephone. But this gives me multi-directional and the clarity, plus I get replay, all on the camera and track it by day. Well, it's also solar, so I don't have to connect it to a battery source.
Nice.
So it records in the sun.
Yeah, it's forever charging itself.
Exactly. So, and it, you buy a, what I said, a six-month plan for $30.
Yeah,
and
it's worth
for the
it.
Phone. So I can see what's going on at the boat if I'm not there, if it, you know, make sure everything's good. But I thought it was kind of a cool thing for people that, I mean, it's $150 and that's the solar deal and everything is from RioLink. And I'm not, they're not sponsor of the show or anything, but I looked it up and thought, okay, we'll try it, put it up. It was as easy as possible to install it. But the cool part is you can put it anywhere. If you, maybe you have a boat you have in storage, or maybe, well, I mean, whatever the case may be, or you have a boat on the water, or you have whatever, your deer stand or whatever, you want to have an idea what's going on there. Same thing there. You can get a camouflage mm-hmm. one. I happen to have a white one. But it's neat because it will give you alerts, and you can see the actual video from your phone pretty easily. And it is pretty high-tech, and you don't have to do batteries or do any other download stuff. So
It's pretty nice.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I was pretty excited. So, speaking of last week, went out, and instead of going on the boat, I decided to fish from shore. There were storms coming, and I thought, you know, I don't really
this
care to go out with
just
the lightning.
Easy,
it's easy.
Easy way in and out, yeah.
Head down to the shore. Brought some crawlers in my pocket. So when you fish from shore, it's a whole different thing. Because everything you have to carry everything with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my crawlers in my pocket. I got my cutters here in this pocket. I got fluorocarbon here. I've got all my stuff. And then I have a little box that I bring if I need extra jigs. And then I have a separate bag for my hair jigs. Well, lo and behold, I'm trying to think about today. I'm like, what should I talk about? Well, I was talking about as far as kind of the tip thing. Well, it turns out I have a lot of questions that people always ask in the seminars about line, if you're using a braid, jig fishing, what are you doing with live bait, whatever else. And the whole thing comes down to this. You need to make it an easy knot. So if you break off, it's easy to get back in action quickly. And the knot that I just used a figure eight knot to create a loop on my main braid, and then I use fluorocarbon. And I usually in the river I'll use a 10 or 12 pound test, and I'll tie it directly like I'm tying onto a hook, improve clinch knot, something like that. You could do loop to loop if you want to, but I find it's amazing how easy it is to tie that directly onto a loop that's on your braid. So don't be afraid of putting on connection where you have a loop, figure eight loop knot, and tie on that fluorocarbon, and it's going to make a difference. And tell you what, we're going to take a break here. I'll create a little bit more understanding of the thought process, and when you want to use fluorocarbon, whether you're jigging or live bait rigging, and what the advantage is. And we'll do that when we think we're going to be coming back shortly. So hang tight. We'll be right back. Talk a little fluorocarbon.